Today's shir is Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Nun Ches. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis, the third wide line. Yesterday we had learned towards the end of our shir the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan that a ben noyach that had relations that had illicit relations. So the halacha is that ben noyach his misa is chenek. However, we learned that if it's a type of a erva, which is only passable by a Jew, nar hamarasa, as we said, then he's going to be treated with the same punishment as a Yisrael. Says the Maratanya Kavasad Rabbi Yochanan, kol erva shebezna sheyisrael mamisin aleha, any erva that bezdin, Jewish bezdin, would, if somebody did this aveira, would be chayiv misa, ben noyach mozar aleha, the ben noyach is chayiv for that type of bia. But if it's a type of erva that ain't bezin she yisrael mimisin aleha, that it's a chayiv krisis, and therefore bezin doesn't give misa, and the examples are choysai, achoys aviv, achoys imoy, eishes achiv, eishes achi aviv, achoys ishtoi, that all of these ervas are chayiv koris, not a chayiv bezdin. So, and the same thing would be regarding Anida. Anida is a chiyuv kares. All of these cases that ain't bezdin so yisrom and misin aleha, where there's no chiyuv misis bezdin, ain't ben noyach muzar aleha. This is not the type of erva that a ben noyach is not allowed to have. Divrei Rav Meir. B'chol mem habarayis yesh, that many arayis ain't bezdin so yisrom and misin aleha, that many arayis that don't carry Mrs. Bezdin. There's only Chiv Koris, Ben Noyach, Mozaleim, yet a Ben Noyach is not allowed to have those type of relationships. And the Gemara and the Brisa continues. Baal Rais Yisrael, if the Ben Noyach had relations with a case with an Erva, which is an Erva for Yisrael, Nidin Bedina Yisrael, then he'll be killed with the din of Yisrael, Balarais ben Noyach. But if he had relations with a woman who's not Jewish, that he's not allowed to have relations with, then the halacha will be he'll be din of ben Noyach, which is saif. And the only example that we could give is naram ros bavad, that in that case there is no chiv misa by ben Noyach because there's no concept of an arusa by Bnei Noyach, then the halacha will be that if Ben Noyach has a relationship with a arusa bas Yisrael, the halacha is that he'll be chayiv skila. Ask the Gemara, but based on what we discussed at the end of our previous shir, so ask the Gemara v'nechshav nami, why does the Gemara not also include the case that we discussed of Nichnas al Chuppah v'lo Nivala, where they had Chuppah without Bia, which, as we know, such a case, again, is an example of something that doesn't apply by a Ben Noyach, but it does apply by Yisrael? Answers the Gemara, Hai Tana, the Tana of this Brice is Tana de Bei Menashehu, follows the opinion of Bei Menashe, Domar, that says that the standard misa by Ben Noyach, kol misa that Ben Noyach gets, the standard misa, is an elachenek. So idi v'idi, so what is the status of a Ben Noyach that has this type of a relationship? The status of that type of a relationship, the chiyuv for nichnas of l'chuppa v'loy nivala, is an eishes ish. What is the halacha? What type of misa is there by Neshes Ish? The type of misa that there is by Neshes Ish is chenek. So the Gemara is saying it's going to be the same misa anyway, because in both cases the misa is going to be chenek, and therefore there was no point in mentioning it. Ask the Gemara, v'sav Rameya, is it Rameya's opinion that kol erva, that anytime we have an erva, shebezna sheyisro mimisa aleha, that Bezdin gives Misa, Ben Noyach Mozala, Ben Noach is not allowed to have that erva. Ask the Gemara of Tanya. The Brisa speaks about a case where we had a ger, he was conceived when his mother was not yet Jewish, but when he was born, his mother was already Jewish. The halacha is that relatives that are his relatives from his mother's side are people that he can't have relations. The people who are related to him from his father's side, are not considered his relatives, because since he was conceived when his mother was still non-Jewish, therefore the halacha is that he has that element of being like a ben noyach, and therefore just like bnei noyach, the ervis, the relatives that are also to ben noyach are only relatives from the mother's side. So too will be his halacha, only relatives from his mother's side, not relatives from his father's side. The truth is, as we learned extensively in Masechta Yevamos, that a ger should be permitted to marry all of his relatives, because ger shenas gayer kekotcha shena noladami. A ger is considered as if he's completely new. He has, and all of his relatives, all of his biological relatives, are really not his relatives. However, as we learned in Masechta Yevamos Daf Chabeis, Chazal said that he should still remain osur in the ervis that bnei noach are osur, and the reason is shlo yamru ba mikadusha chamura lekadusha kala. We are concerned that he may come, that people will say that as a non-Jew, he was in a stricter situation than as a Jew. The Gemara over there also gave another explanation, because he may end up marrying his sister who gets born after him. Then they were both born the Kedusha. He was born after his mother was Nisgayir, and that sister was also born after his mother was Nisgayir. That is a relation that they may not get married. So in order to avoid that, they said any relations from the mother's side, they can't have. Moreover, the Rishonim discuss, why did the Braisa have to speak about a case, as we just learned, of Herosa Shlei B'Kedusha V'Leidosa B'Kedusha? This halacha that we just learned, especially according to the reason that we are concerned, Shlei Yom Rebom B'Kedusha Chamura L'Kedusha Kala, would apply even if he was born before his mother was Megayer, because then the same concern of Shlei Yom Rebom B'Kedusha Chamura V'Kedusha Kala would exist. So the reason explained the Rishonim, the Mishnah spoke, the Braisa spoke about this case to teach us that in a case where was Hirasa V'Loi B'Kedusha, V'Loi Dosa B'Kedusha, that in that case, since he's considered a full-fledged Jew, there he may not even marry relations from his father's side. So in order to show us this case, to show us this halacha, the Braisa specifically spoke about a case of Hirasa V'Loi B'Kedusha, V'Loi Dosa B'Kedusha. The Mashah says that the reason we find that the Nochrim are called Le'umim, the Chesed Le'umim Chatas. Why are the Nochrim, says the Mashah, called Le'umim? He says because Le'umim represents the Ein, the mother. And as we're learning now in the Gemara, the relations of the Nochrim are all based on relations from the mother's side, not from the father's side. And therefore, the name Le'umim is most appropriate. And the Braisa explains what are the repercussions of the halacha that we just learned. Hakeitzad, nasa chaysa min aim, if he married a sister that from the mother's side, that means the sister was born before the mother was Megayer, and she was Megayer together with her mother, Yaitzi, he can't remain, because just like a ben noach may not be married to a biological sister, this woman is certainly his biological sister, and therefore he can't remain with her. However, mina'af, if he married a sister that he shares the same father with, yikayim. And the Rishonim point out the word Yekayim means that they may remain married. But the word Yekayim means that they may remain married, but it doesn't mean that they should get married l'chatchila. It only means Yekayim that they may remain married. Achois ha'av. Furthermore, achois ha'av menameim. Achois ha'av menameim. He married his father's sister from the mother, that because their sisters is a sister brother because they share the same mother. Their aloch is yotzi because the pasuk says al ken yazav ish es aviv. Aviv, we learn from here, achois aviv menaim, that a nochri is not allowed to marry achois av menaim. However, if he married achois aviv menaav, yikayim. If he married achois aim menaim, if he married that this is his mother's sister, because his mother and this woman share the same mother, yotzi, they also he may not remain married. Continues the Braisa. If he marries his mother's sister because they share the same father, Ramei says they may not remain married, but they can remain married. And the Gemara explains the machlokes. Wherever there is an element of a maternal relationship, yotzi. We're concerned that because if there's a maternal relationship, they have to separate. And Mishum Sher'av, when there's no maternal relationship, that's the only case where they can be married. B'kayim. And the Chumam hold that since it's an Achois Me'aim, but it's from the paternal side, that's already considered a paternal relationship. Says the Braisa further, Umutar Beishas Achiv, he's allowed to marry his father's sister. He's allowed to marry his father's sister. Eishes Achiv, he's allowed to marry his brother's wife after his brother passes away, even though they share the same mother. Ube Eishes Achi Aviv, he's allowed to marry his father's brother's wife after his uncle passes away, even if the father is a brother with this man from the same mother as well. V'shar kol arayis, and all the other arayis that only become related to him, not because they are themselves related to him, they're only related to him through marriage, mataras loy. He may marry that type of a woman. What does that come to say? L'suya eishes aviv, his father's wife, not his mother. The only reason she's related to him is because of his father, and because the entire relationship is only because of the father, the halacha is he can marry her. Nasa isho bita, if a nochri married a woman and her daughter, and then all three of them became gerim, kainas achat, he can remain married to one of them, umaitzi achas, but he has to divorce, because as a ger, he cannot be married to a mother and a daughter, even though, again, the halacha is that Gershon is Gai Kakotish Noiladami. So the halacha ought to say that this mother and daughter, according to the halacha, are not really married. And since according to the halacha, these people are not considered married, we can make an argument that they could all be married to each other. But if you would have a mother and a daughter who are Jewish, they could not be married. We can't have a situation that we are going to treat a ger more leniently. Somebody, he should not marry the relatives that are related to him. In the case, all the cases that we learned, that you're allowed to stay married, all of those cases, you should not, since there is an element of relationship, the halacha is, you shouldn't marry them, because there's a maternal relationship involved. Meis ishtoi, if his wife dies, muta b'chamoisai, he's allowed to marry his mother-in-law. Why is he allowed to marry his mother-in-law? Because what are we saying? Shlo yomru bo mekedusha chamura lekedusha kala. That we shouldn't say that as a nochri, he would have been usher in this woman, and as a Yisrael, he would be muta to this woman. But that isn't true. because a Nochri is allowed to marry his mother-in-law, and therefore we don't have the Gezeira of Mishla Yoimru. Vikadamri, but there's an opinion, Asumachaisai, because if we're going to see this one marrying, this person marrying his mother-in-law, other Jews are going to come to think that we are allowed to marry a mother-in-law. And in order to avoid that type of mistake, we don't let him marry his mother-in-law. Says the Gemara, according to this Braisa, Rameyer said that a ben noyach or a ger may marry his wife, his father's wife after his father dies. And he can marry his mother-in-law after his mother dies. Now, these are cases, marrying a father's wife, marrying a mother-in-law, are cases that if a Jew does this, there's a chiv mesa. Aramaeus said at the beginning of our shir that for any erva that a Jew would be, for any erva that a Jew would be chayiv misa, a ger can't marry. So how could a ger be allowed to marry his father's wife or his mother-in-law? Answers the Gemara, Amar Yehuda Loikasha. What the Braisa here says, that the Ben Noyach can marry such a woman, Rameya Levi de Rebeleza, is following the Braisa, the opinion of Rameya according to Rebeleza's interpretation. Vaha, and the Braisa that we began the shear with, that said that any type of erva that a Ben Yisrael may not marry with a chiv that carries a chiv misa, a ben noyach may not marry either, is Rameya Levi de Rabbi Akiva, is Rameya according to Rabbi Akiva's interpretation. And Mar explains, the Tanya, the Braisa says, after Adam and Chava were married, the Pasuk says, Al ken yazav ishas ovev ves imoy, v'dovet b'ishtoy v'hoy l'besa echad. Chazal learned from this the halacha of which arayas also to ben noyach. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Aviv, from here we learn, achos Aviv, that if he, and achos Aviv means that she and the and his father were born from the same mother, that's when he may not marry that woman. And certainly, a sister, achos imai, he may not marry. Imai, from the word imai, we learn achos imai, that this woman and his mother had the same mother. So all of these arayas that they have this element of being related to him. Kima ma'avar, we learn from avar, eshes avav, imai, we learn imai mamish. Continues the braisa, v'davak, the halacha here is that there has to be a relationship in which there is v'davak, that there is pleasure in that relationship, which is beloy bezacher. So here we're learning that the only erva that's asur to ben noyach is an erva that comes with pleasure, and that excludes mishkav zacher ishtoy beloy beishes chaveroy. Here we learn that a ben noyach is not allowed to have relations with a eishes ish v'hoyu lebasam echad nasam basam echad. The case where they become parents and have a child, when two human beings have relations, they become one, and therefore when they become one, they can have children from that union. But when they're not basar echad, when it's relations with an animal and they don't complete each other, and not only do they not complete each other, but they don't become basar echad and they can't produce children, that type of relationship is also. So Rashi over here indicates that what is the definition of a hoyu labas echad? That Rashi says v'dovak. V'dovak means that the only type of relation that they're allowed to have, says Rashi, is where they have pleasure. If they have pleasure, then it's something that is considered v'dovak. But if it doesn't come with pleasure, it's not considered a situation of Dovak. And actually, this is a concept that the Avni Nezer, in his Hagdoma to the Sefer Eglei Tal, discusses at great length. He speaks about the about learning Torah, and we know the halacha is that normally mitzvahs lav lehenes netnu. Mitzvahs aren't here for pleasure. But he says that when it comes to learning Torah, part of learning Torah is v'harevna b'divrei salmat zayir secha, that we have to enjoy our learning. And he explains, because as Rashi just said, that the definition of a davak is that you have hanah. And when somebody learns Torah, it has to be in an environment and in an experience of a davak, that he becomes one with the Torah. And one with the Torah only could happen, as Rashi just taught us, when there is enjoyment from learning the Torah. Torah without enjoyment is not davak. And therefore, not only do we have an obligation to learn Torah, but we have an obligation to become connected to the Torah. And the way we become connected to the Torah is by enjoying the Torah that we learn. So, all the rayos that we've learned from this pasuk that are ben noach may not marry are all cases that Beis Din would give misa for someone who violates this erva. According to Rabbi Akiva, that includes imay eshes aviv, but chai v'krisis are not asa to him, and that's why Rameyah said in the first, and that's what Rameyah meant in the first brisa, that all of the cases according to Rabbi Akiva are cases of Mrs. Bezdin, not Karis. According to Veleza, however, the Isser is only cases, and that's what Ramei refers to in the second Brisa, where there is an element of Achva. Omar Mar, and the Gemara now continues to understand that Brisa. Veleza, Omar Aviv, when it says Aviv, it means Achois Aviv. Ask the Gemara Emo, but maybe what the Pasuk means to say Aviv Mamish, that he's not allowed to have relations with his father, Mishkav Zachu and his father. Says the Gemara, that can't be what the Brisa means to say, because we already learned the Davak V'loy B'Zachar, that Mishkav Zachar is Osur for Nachri. Ema, but ask the Gemara, maybe what the Pasuk Aviv means to say is Eishes Aviv. Says the Gemara, that we already know is also Osur, because the Pasuk says Ishtoi V'loy Eishes Chaveroi. Ask the Gemara, no. We'll say that it means Eishes Aviv, but it means Eishes Aviv Lachamisa, that even after the father passes away, he's still not allowed to have relations with his father's wife. Answers the Gemara. The Pasuk says, Imoy, my Imoy delav Ishes, the relation with his mother is obviously not a relationship that was built on a marriage, based on that she became Muslim because of a marriage. She's also to him because they have a blood relationship. Aviv, so he says that when it speaks about Aviv, when the Pasuk says Aviv, the Pasuk must mean the Lav Ishus. It doesn't mean a relation that came through a marriage, became inherent relationship, like a Chos Aviv. Imai, we learn Imai, a Chos Imai, that he can't have relation, that the Nachri, the Benoyah can't have relation with a Chos Imai. Ask the Gemara Ema, maybe it means Imai Mamish. Says the Gemara, Haina Ishtai V'lai Eshes Chaveroi. His mother is his father's wife. But says the Gemara, why don't we say that speaking about Lachamisa, where his father is no longer alive and his mother is not an Eshes Ish. Says the Gemara, Dom Yad Aviv. The Pasuk is comparing Imai to Aviv. Ma Aviv Delav Mamish. When we said Aviv, we didn't mean Aviv. We learned that it means Achois Aviv. So, says the Gemara, in order for the Brice is saying, in order for the Pasuk to be understood in a consistent manner, Imai will mean Lav Af Imai de Lav Mamish. It doesn't mean actually his mother. It means Achois Imai. The Brice then continued to say, Kiva Imer, Ovva means Eishes Aviv. Again, asked the Gemara the similar question that we had. Veima, why don't we say what the Pasuk means Aviv Mamish? Says the Gemara, that Aviv Mamish is Asur, we already know, says the Gemara, because the Pasuk says, V'davik V'lai B'Zachar, that Mishkav Zachar is Asur for a Goy. Ask the Gemara, Ish Yehachi, if that's the case, Eishes Aviv Nami Hainu Ishtoi, V'lai B'Eishes Chaveroi. So ask the Gemara, when we say Aviv, we say that it doesn't mean according to Rabbi Akiva means Aviv, it means Eishes Aviv, why don't we say that the Isser of Eishes Aviv we can learn from Ishtoi V'loi Eishes Chaveroi, and Eishes Aviv is married to his father. Answers the Gemara, L'achamisa. Achamisa, she's not Eishes Chaveroi, she's not married anymore. Imai, says the Gemara, the Rabbi Akiva said when it says Imai, Imai Mamish, it means his mother. But ask the Gemara, his mother is married to his father. Be'ishtoi, so that's Be'ishtoi V'loi Be'ishes Chaveroi. So we already know that he can't have relations with Eishes Ish. Answers the Gemara, Imai means Imai Minasasai. It refers to a situation where his father violated a woman, and then they had this son, but this boy, is the mother is his mother, but the mother was never married at all, and certainly not married to his father. So says the Gemara, we have here a machlokes between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Akiva, how to understand this pasuk. So ask the Rabbi Maika Miflegi, what is the basis of their machlokes? Says the Rabbi Elazar Sover, Umya Aviv Dumya Imai. The pasuk mentions Aviv Imai right next to each other. So Rabbi Elazar's opinion is that they have to be similar type of erva. Aviv Dumya Imai, Vimai Dumya Aviv. And how can we identify such a case that they're similar? The way to identify such a case is by achachva. You could have achos aviv, you could have achos imai. Rabbi Akiva mutar l'okvei be'eshes aviv. Why does Rabbi Akiva not want to explain the pasuk like Rabbi Elazar explains the pasuk? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Akiva says mutar l'okvei be'eshes aviv. I prefer to say aviv means eshes aviv. Dikri, we find that that's how an eshes aviv is called. Dikri ervis aviv. The pasuk says ervis eshes avicha leisagala ervis achich ervis avicha hu. So you see, when the Torah speaks about ervis avicha, it means eshes aviv. Lefuke achos aviv. That when the Torah identifies achos aviv, the Torah share aviv ikri. The Torah says Ervis achos avicha leisagala share avicha hi, but ervis aviv, she's not called ervis aviv. Tashma. So the Gemara wants to bring a raya to the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. The pasuk says v'yikach Amram es yecheved doidos loy leishai. She was the sister of Kahos, who was the father of Amram. My laugh. Isn't this the case that Yecheved was an aunt Menaim? That Yecheved and Kahos had the same mother. So isn't this a proof that Achos Aviv Menaim was Mutter before Matan Torah? Why was it Mutter before Matan Torah? Because at that point they were Bnei Noach. So isn't this a proof to Rabbi Akiva that Achos Imai is Mutter? Says Raloi, the Dosoi Yecheved was only an aunt. She was a chos kahas, only that they shared the same father, but not the same mother. And as we began our shiur today, by akum, only relations from the mother, maternal relations, create ever, not paternal relations. Again, so now the Gemara wants to bring a raya to the opinion of Rabbi Elazar. Tashma, Avram, when he told Sarah, when he came to, he said that Sarah was his sister, and Avimelech, when he discovered that she was his wife, has a claim to him, says to him, Avram responds, V'gam omna choysi bas avihi, achlois bas imi v'tile l'isha. Meklal, from here we see that Avram married Sarah because she was a paternal relation, but not a maternal relation. So we see that were she a paternal relation, the Bas Aim would be Asura. So that's clearly what Rabbi Elazar is teaching us, that there's a difference between relations from the father's side, from the mother's side. Says the Gemara, but let's stop altogether. But Tisbura, Achoisei Havoi was Sarah Avram's sister. Bas Ochiv Havoi, she was his niece. She was the daughter of Haran, who was the brother of Avram. The covenant, since she was only a niece, loy shnam an av, loy shnam an aim. When we speak about a niece, an uncle's not allowed to marry a niece, whether she's a daughter of a brother from the same father, or whether she's a daughter of a brother from the same mother. Ella, what did Avram mean to say, Tavi Melech? Hasam hach karmelei. The kurva da chosli isle b'hadam ma'aba. We have relationship because her father and I had the same father. But loy mi'ima, but her father and I did not have the same mother. That Haran, who was Sarah's father, was Avram Avinu's brother only from the same father, Tarach, but not brothers from the same mother. But not that she was a sister, or not that she was an aunt. She was a niece. Tashma. So the Gemara again attempts to prove Rebbe Lez's point. The question is, why did Adam not marry his daughter? Says the Braisa, Kadesh Yisa Kainas Achaisai, in order Shekain should be married his sister, should be able to marry his sister. Shnema, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Kiamati Olam Chesed Yibona. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world and populated the world through an act of Chesed by telling Adam Arishan, don't marry your daughter, in order that Cain should be marry his sister, and that the world therefore will be able to be populated. Halav hachi, if not for that, Asira, they would be also to marry sister. So we see from here that a ben noyach is also to marry a sister. Says the Gemara that lechatchila there was a different reason. Kivin the Ishtura, since Cain was allowed to marry his sister, Istri. In other words, it could well be that his mutter, it could well be that it's Usr, but this was a very unique situation. This was a very unique situation because we needed the world to have population, and he shouldn't have to wait till Adam married his daughter, and then that daughter would have a daughter that Cain could marry as a niece. The Taisus has a different approach. Taisus' approach is that what is the chesed that's represented in that pasuk was that Chava did the Avera of the Eitz Hadas. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have punished her immediately that she should die, then Adam Rishon would have had to marry his daughter and Cain would not have whom to marry. But in order that Cain should have whom to marry, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not take away Chava. And by not taking away Chava, what he accomplished was that now Adam remained with Chava and Cain could marry his sister. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna. Kuti mutar b'bitay. A kuti is allowed to marry his daughter. Vimtay m'may ma'al m'ay rasa Adam b'bitay. If that is the case, why did Adam Rishon not marry his daughter? Kedei, yisa Cain as a chaysay. In order that Cain should have the opportunity to marry his sister, because Adam chesed yibona. Vikadamri, Amar Rav Huna, Kuti asa b'bitay. A kuti may not marry his daughter. And Rav Huna proves his point. Teida, because we see that Lo nasa Adam b'bitay. Because we see that Adam Rishon didn't marry his daughter. Why did Adam Rishon not marry his daughter? Because he's not allowed to marry here. Says the Gemara, Lohi. That is not necessarily compelling proof. Hasmana Tama. The reason over there was Kedei Shiyisa Kain Sechaysay. We wanted to have an opportunity. Kain should be able to marry his sister. Shem the Olam Chesed Yibona. Amar Rav Chisda. Eved, an Eved Kanani of Yisrael that did Milan Tefillah to be an Eved Kanani. Muta b'imai, muta b'imai. He may marry both his mother or his daughter. Why? Yatz Meklal Kuti. He's not considered a kuti anymore, and therefore the arayas that a nochri may not marry don't apply to him. However, l'chal Yisrael laiba, he's not considered a full-fledged member of Klal Yisrael. That we began our shir now that shloyimru bo mikedusha chamura l'kedusha kala. We don't have that consideration by this individual, and therefore we allow him to marry people that even though he was not allowed to marry them as a nochri. Says the Gemara, Kiyasa Rav Dima Amar Rav Loza Amar Rav Chanina, Ben Noyach Shiyichet Shifcha Le'avdoi, if Ben Noyach designated a Shifcha Kananis to be the wife, and the Eved had relations with her, Vubala, and then the owner then has relations with this woman, Nerag. He gets killed for that relations. Ask the Gemara, what makes this woman Miuchedes, designated to the Eved? Amar Rav Nachman with the Karolei Revisa de Planya. Once they call this Shivcha, this Eved's companion, that is when they become Aser. And at what point is she not considered like his wife anymore? On Rav Huna, Shapar Rosh Bishuk. In those days, married women, both Jewish and non-Jewish, would cover their hair. Once you weren't married, the non-Jewish woman would uncover the hair. Once she no longer covers her hair, so she's not considered like she's designated to that Eved. Because there's no din of Gitin by non-Jews. If a Benoich has relations with his wife, Shloike Darko, he's Chayiv Misa. Shnemar, we spoke about this earlier, Vedovak, that the only time the Torah allows relations is with his Hano, and Hano only is when there is Bia Kedarko, Veloy Shloike Darko. Amarova, so ask the Gemara, Meek immediately Yisrael Lemachayiv, the Yisrael would not be Chayiv for having that type of relation with a wife. Mekuti Mechayiv, and we're going to say that a Kuti will have a Chayiv Misa for doing this. Elam Rava Benoch Shabal Eishes Chaveiro Shloike Darko. If a Benoich has relations with an Eishes Nochri, Shloike Darko, Potter. My Tama, what's the reason? Because the Pasuk says, V'davak B'ishtoi. From here we learned that a Nochri is not allowed to have relations with the wife of another Nochri. But from here we learn, V'davak v'ishtavalei b'eshes chaveroi, and V'davak means that the bi was done kedarkoi, not when it was done shloi kedarkoi. Says the Gemara further, Amar Chanina, over kacham shikis Yisrael, if a non-Jew struck a Yisrael, chai misa, shenem avyikvein, the Pasuk speaks about the ish, that Moshe Rabbeinu saw the ish mitzri, maka ish ivri, and the Pasuk says, The Moshe Rabbeinu killed the Mitzri because he killed a Jew. And the Ran says that even though at that point that the Klai Yisrael had not yet received the Torah, the Ran says they still had they had the status of a Jew, and therefore this would be considered Nochri Shechayiv, the Nochri Shek Yisrael, which we're learning now is Chayiv Misa. So you see that the Chayiv Misa maybe is a Chayiv Misa in Bezdin, which is an interesting question. If a Nochri hits a Jew, is this Chayiv Misa, a Chayiv Misa that even Bezdin would give? Vama Reb Chanina, Soit a lawyer, Shay Yisrael, if somebody hits another Jew, it's like lawyer means the cheek. If somebody hit a Jew or slapped a Jew, it's as if he has Rahman Slon slapped the Shechina. Shenamar Maikish Adam Yolai Kodesh. And the way to understand this is, of course, it doesn't mean Kavyachal HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a cheek, but what it means is that every Jew is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, someone who hits a Jew, it's as if he's hitting a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And as the Maral explains, since we know B'Tselem Elokim Osam Es Adam, we were created in the image of Hashem, and the primary place where that Tselem Elokim, where that image of Hashem is manifested, is on the face. And therefore, when you slap a Jew, it's like you're slapping a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Ben Yoyada says that connected to every Jew is the Shechina. The Shechina rests on the face of every Jew. Magbiya Avdoi Shabbos Simen. Amar Shloksha Magbiya Yadoi Al Chaveri. If somebody lifts a hand as if he wants to hit another Jew, Apishloi Ko, even though he didn't actually hit him, Nikra Rosh, he's already called the Rosh. Shenamar, V'yoyim Moshe Rabbeinu says, Rosh Lama Saka Recha. Says the Gemara, let's look at Moshe Rabbeinu's words. Lama hikisa lai nemer. It doesn't say, why did you hit him? Elama saka. that af bishlayko, even though you didn't, he didn't actually hit him, it's nikra rasha at the moment that he wanted to hit him. Zira mirav chanina nikra choyte. He's considered a balavera. Shenemar, the pasuk says about the bnei Eli that wanted to take from the meat of the kachim. Says the gemara v'omaloi ki atotitin v'omaloi lokachti b'chazaka. What they said was that they threatened that if you won't give us what we want, we will hit you. And the pasuk calls them bali avera, just for wanting to threaten. Says the gemara, b'hun amar to cut its yodai. Somebody who hits somebody else, his hand should be kit, should be cut off. Shnamar, as the pasuk says, zroya rama tishavar. Rava Rafuna actually cuts yada. And the Mefarshim explain, different explanation, what does it mean Rafuna cuts yada? Rashi says that, as we've learned in other situations, that Bezdin, when they see the need to take extra measures, says the Bezdin has a right to do what they have to do. And therefore, Bezdin sees that that's the right thing to do under the circumstances, that's what Bezdin will do. The Rishonim add that it's only in a situation where the person is ruggle, is habitual, does this on a regular basis. If he doesn't do it on a regular basis, then he wouldn't be chayiv. Other Rishonim, however, say that it's not speaking about cutting off his hand. That's not the type of punishment that are given in Klal Yisrael. Rather, what it means is that he has to pay. Damages are taken for somebody who acts that way. Says the Gemara, Blaz Oimer, En Le Tekon El Kfura. Somebody who hits another person deserves to be buried. Shnem V'ish Zroya Lo Yoretz. Somebody who hits other people, the halacha is they should end up in the earth. They should be buried. Because of this behavior, it's such an unacceptable behavior. Why, says Rabbi Chanan Vassaman, is there an isser to hit another person? He says that the isser of hitting another person is included in the isser of gezel. Just like we're not allowed to steal from somebody, hitting somebody else is taking away his dignity. And taking away somebody's dignity is included in what's called gezela. I saw that Rav Moshe Chaim Lau, the Pietrek of a Rav, says a very interesting pshat. He says the word osher, wealthy, stands for the different organs of a human being. Einayim, shinayim, yodayim, raglayim. Somebody who has all of his organs intact, he is a osher. He is truly a wealthy person. But when somebody lifts up his hands to hurt somebody else, so that shows he doesn't have control over his hands. So we take out the yud from the usher, because this person is not using his hands the way he's supposed to, then he's left being Russia, right? The only letters that are left the letters of Russia. From here we see that just the Gemara said, as soon as he wants to pick up his hand and hurt another Jew, he's chayiv misa. So I saw that we learned that in Masechta Kedushin, Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis, Machshav Ara Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Metzar for Lamaisa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't punish somebody for a bad thought. So why over here is this person punished? So he says what the Gemara must mean, the Mefarshim say, is that he didn't just think about hitting somebody else. He began the process. Then he's chayiv misa. Who is given earth? Earth, somebody who is a strong person, because there's many disputes, Rashi says, about property. So you have to be a strong person to be able to hold on to your property. Shnamar, as we just quoted the pasuk, this zroya loy haaretz. Another pshat is that a person has to work hard on cultivating his property. And therefore, the people that have the ability to work it and develop it will have profit. It's if a person works his field all the time, then he will be successful. But if he doesn't do that, then he won't be successful. The Amar Rish Lakish. If an Ovik Chavim keeps Shabbos, he's Chayv Misa. Shnemar, the Pasuk says that a Kodesh Baruch Hu said after the Mabel, V'yoyim V'layla lo yishbaisu. V'amamar, that they can't stop. V'amamar, as Harishalhem, whenever the Torah tells them something, as we've been learning in our Shiurim, Chayv is Mechameisen, that is equivalent to what they have to, if they don't do it, the Chayv Misa. Am Ravina, to which Ravina comments, that's not only if they try to keep Shabbos. I feel sheni b'Shabbos. Even if they try to keep Monday as their day of Shabbos, they're not allowed to keep that at Shabbos. Why does the Gemara pick Monday? The reason the Gemara picks Monday is because Sunday could be still Shabbos in certain places where the hours aren't the same. But Monday, it's not Shabbos at all. So ask the Gemara if this is the case, that the Goy is not allowed to keep Shabbos. So ask the Rav Lechshel of Sheva Mitzvahs. Gabi Sheva Mitzvahs, why is it mentioned as one of the Sheva Mitzvahs? Says the Gemara, Ki Chachashiv, when we speak about the Zayin Mitzvah Neinoich, they refer to Sheva Atasa, things that shouldn't be done. Here we're speaking about something that has to be done. Kumasei, something that has to be done, like a Chachashiv. Ask the Gemara Vadinan, when we spoke about establishing Bata Dinam, says the Gemara, Kumaseihu, we have to make a Bezdin, and yet it's mentioned the Kochoshev as one of the Zayin Mitzvah Noach. Says the Gemara, Kum Asei v'Sheva Tasen Nenu. There are two elements to it. There's one element to establish courts, but there's also an element of not doing the wrong thing. And since there's an element of not doing the wrong thing, so you have this combination of both elements, that's why it's mentioned. So the Gemara says that Akum Sheshavas is Chayiv Misa. And he's not allowed to pick any day of the week, as the Gemara said, to do nothing. And the Shalom Yishev explains. He says, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, Yofa Talmud Torah, and Derech Eretz, Shigia Shneim Meshkachas Oven. Learning Torah is what prevents us from doing Averis. But the Akum, as we're going to learn in our coming Shir, don't learn Torah. So the only way that they stay out of trouble is by constantly working. The Rambam says that an Akum who rests on Shabbos is only usur if he does so for religious purposes. Therefore, if it's not for religious purpose, but he doesn't work, that is not considered what Rish Lakish spoke about. The Meiri says that why were they so concerned about Akum Sheshavas? Because people may confuse him with a Jew. And in order that he shouldn't be confused with a Jew, they said, Akum Sheshavas Chayiv Misa. There was a story that happened in Yerushalayim about 200 years ago, where there was a ger who became a ger and had meal on Erev Shabbos. And for whatever reason, he wasn't able to have the tefillah until after Shabbos. And there was a big debate, what should be done with this person, because he wasn't a full-fledged Jew, and Akum Sheshavas Chayiv Misa. So was he considered a full-fledged Jew? Wasn't he considered a full-fledged Jew? And actually, this question comes up by any individual who wants to become a ger, and he wants to start practicing Shabbos, but he has the problem of Akum Sheshavas Chayiv Misa. What should he do? So Doruch Lener says, what this individual should do is he should do physical labor on Shabbos. The halacha we know is that what is considered chil Shabbos, the lamates malachas. But if somebody were to spend the entire Shabbos doing something strenuous, but it's not one of the lamates malachas, it's not considered that he was mechal Shabbos. On the other hand, it's not considered that he was shoyim Shabbos. Another pshat that I saw, that is, that he should, the Chassam Sofer suggests, what he should do is that he should wear tzitzis. A Jew is allowed to wear tzitzis on Shabbos, and it's not considered carrying because it's a tachshit for a Jew. For a Nochri, it's considered a masui. So you should wear tzitzis. Another shot that I saw is that we count the day from the Erev Yivoker. The day begins, as we know, by night and goes till the next night. By Akum, it goes for 24 hours from Chatzois to Chatzois. So the Akum should do Melacha on Motzoi Shabbos after the Zman by us. By after the Zman by us, it's no longer Shabbos. But for him, it remains Shabbos until Motzoi Shabbos. And therefore, since it remains Shabbos for him till Motzoi Shabbos, the halacha is that he, if he'll do Melacha then, it's Melacha, but it's on his Shabbos, not our Shabbos. The Sefer Siach Sarfei Kodesh quotes the Chiddush Erim that says, Erev Shabbos is the time for tshuva. Why is it the time for tshuva? Because all week long, the Jew is similar to the Akum. On Erev Shabbos, it's the time where the Jew and the Akum become differentiated. Because Akum Sheshavas Chayiv Misa, and they don't have Misa, and they don't have Shabbos. That's why we want to show that. The way we show that is by doing tshuva Erev Shabbos before Shabbos. I also saw that we know that Shabbos is considered Me'ein Olam Haba. Since Shabbos is considered Me'ein Olam Haba, Nochrim don't have a share in Olam Haba. So since Nochrim don't have a share in Olam Haba, therefore they don't have a right to keep Shabbos. Another pshat that I saw for Rav Wolfson Zatzal, he says is that we know that we keep Shabbos, as we said, from Friday evening till Motzoi Shabbos. What are we doing by that? What we're doing by that is we're saying testimony to Masa Bereishis. The Akum, who have Yoyim V'Layla, aren't part of that. They're not part of a world that is here to show Malchus Hashem. And Shabbos represents our showing to the world what being a Jew is. And therefore, since that's only something that's applicable by Jews, not by Akum, the halacha is, that's why an Akum Sheshavas Chayiv Misa. And this is the basis I saw that Mefarshim explain, that when we speak in different halachic situations, the halacha identifies somebody who is a Mechal Shabbos. Why is somebody who is Mechal Shabbos have that different status? So I saw that Sefer Tapuche Chaim says, because as we're learning now, Akum Sheshavas is Chayiv Misa. And if a Jew, Rachman Slan, is Mechal Shabbos, so he's putting himself in the same category as an Akum. If he's putting himself in the same category of an Akum, so then halachically, he's treated like an Akum.